Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello.
Hi, it's Susie Jones from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis.
What a pleasure to talk to you, Susie. And I'm Bill Shatner.
Yes, nice to see you. Nice to hear from you. So we'll just get started here.
Yep.
You are going to be in Minneapolis. I guess it's called the first ever GalaxyCon.
In Minneapolis, and it goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be there all day Saturday and half a day on Sunday.
So let's talk about this. We were just in the newsroom discussing the fact that we were trying to remember the first Star Trek ever that aired in the United States in the 60s. And for you, what has it been like to see now, what, three generations of fans come to see you?
Well, yeah. I mean, over the years, I've done all kinds of shows. So even to a kid's show, I voiced a PBS show for a couple of seasons that kids, 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds, saw. Listened to or saw and heard my voice, and then the mothers would introduce them as whatever the name of the character was, and this 3-year-old, 4-year-old would look at me like, you know, a ghost out of the television set. And then the people who are my age who were interested in Star Trek 55 years ago are also in the audience. So it's a broad spectrum.
What do you think makes it continue to be so intriguing?
Star Trek?
Yeah.
Science fiction is really, I think the word intriguing is the operative word. Somebody has imagined, based on either their fancy or some of the facts that they've acquired, of what the 100 years or 200 years, even 300 years in the future might look like. Now, their opinion is the equal of your opinion because obviously we don't know. So it becomes fascinating to understand what somebody thinks the future will hold. So that alone is an interesting aspect. But then if you tell a good story in this futuristic environment, it becomes quite a way of being entertained, and as we can see from these great science fiction films that are all the rage, people are really liking it.
Do you think there are lessons in looking ahead and seeing? I mean, I can imagine that there were messages in Star Trek that continue to resonate today.
Well, the message for me of Star Trek and science fiction that the movies that we make, the message is somebody's imagined that we still exist 200 years, 300 years from now. The reality is, unless we do something about our climate, we may not be. So part of the message is we can't bury our heads in the sand any longer. The operative time has come, and we've got to do something about climate change.
And I understand you're quite active on Twitter. Is that a platform you've come to enjoy and also to kind of spread the word about that message?
Well, Twitter is a modern phenomena. It's both good and bad. People say terrible things they wouldn't say ordinarily under the cloak of anonymity, but they also are capable of doing wonderful things. I've raised a lot of money for charity on Twitter. So we've got to appeal to our better instincts. But the reality is, unless we do something about what's happening to our world, civilization as we know it is not going to exist 50, 100 years from now.
And that is kind of an underlying theme. Maybe I'm have to be honest, I'm not a huge science fiction fan, but the message always appears to me to be good versus evil.
Well...
No? Is that too simplified?
Well, it is. It's like saying every story is good versus evil. There's a good story has conflict, and presumably you side with one of the people in conflict. And then it becomes good and bad. But, I mean, you can have two people with reasonable motivations that make sense to them, and they're in conflict, and they're striving to for their opinion to be the operative one, which may mean, you know, conflict, physical conflict.
Sure. Well, you have been at this a long time. I don't want to say your age, but I did look it up. And you're doing well. You're not tired. You're going strong every day.
Yep.
Are you have new things on the horizon? Talk about what you're...
Yes. I mean, all kinds of... I got a new show on the History Channel called The Unexplained. It's a hit, according to the History Channel. And I just laid down the last track on a blues album. I'm selling shows here, and I'm on tour with a movie. There's all kinds of things happening that are really exciting for me, and I've either announced them or will announce them. But what is going to happen this weekend can be exciting, and that is to be in at the Minneapolis Convention Center Saturday and Sunday.
And you will be joined by some pretty remarkable characters.
The list goes on and on, doesn't it?
Is there anyone you're looking forward to seeing?
I see them, what we call the green room, where the actors go and retire to catch their breath or have lunch, and usually see people I know. But they're expecting like 25,000 fans.
I know.
And it gives everybody an opportunity to meet their favorite TV and movie actors and all the gaming experts and things. It's quite an event. And there'll be, I'm told, 300 hours of programming, which includes question and answers, which is what I'm going to do, workshops and parties and meet and greets and stuff like that. So it's a great fun for a weekend where Minneapolis gathers.
And it's going to be not very warm, Mr. Shatner. So
how cold is it going to be?
I don't want to tell you.
Is it below zero?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to be in the 20s, which is really not typical. We like to have a fall, but apparently we're being shortchanged on fall.
Well, I'll bring a heavy jacket.
A heavy jacket, I should say.
2 days later, I got to go to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. I was thinking of leaving from Minneapolis, but I thought, what'll I do with all this heavy clothing in Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. Well, best of luck to you. It's
Thank
lovely.
You,
it's an honor to talk to you.
I certainly hope we see each other at the convention.
Wonderful, and have a great time and a good time in Saudi Arabia as well.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
different
you.
Places.
Indeed. Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.